live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. I'm DJ Phone. What a lineup of guests we have today. Have you ever thought about taking a dance class? Have you ever thought about your aching back? Have you ever thought about a book of fascinating facts? Well, Bunky, you've come to the right place. Well, we have a really interesting crew of guests today. We're going to start out talking to Mary Heller. She's giving a very special talk tomorrow at Las Fuentes about the importance of dance movements in staying very limber and staying healthy. And then after the second break, we will talk with Charles Reachblum. He's known as Dr. Knowledge. He has written a great book. It's called The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts, which seem to be in short supply in some quarters these days. Then, after the news break with Link, we will talk with the author. His name is Dr. Jeremy James. He's a doctor of chiropractic. He has written a book called The Younger Next Year Back Book, and he debunks a lot of things people thought they believed about maintaining a healthy back, and he's got some great advice for that. Now, if you're a baseball fan, the Diamondbacks are starting a three-game series tonight at Chase Field against the Philadelphia Phillies. The pregame show is at 6, the first pitch at 6:40 on KQ&A-FM. Just a reminder that the Wednesday game this week is a matinee with the first pitch at 12 o'clock. I'm sorry, with the pregame show at 12 o'clock, the first pitch Wednesday at 12, so no Q&A show this Wednesday. We always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at DJphone. That's DJFone. F-O-N-E at KQNA.com. We've got Mary Heller in the bullpen ready to step right in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Streaming live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Sanctuary cities like San Francisco are a haven for illegal immigrants, where local police are banned from working with federal law enforcement to deport even illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It's wrong. Another really bad, really liberal idea. And Kelly Ward, she had a plan with the same radical idea. As an Arizona state senator, Kelly Ward sponsored a bill that would interfere with Arizona's law enforcement helping fight the war on terror. That's right. The bill Kelly Ward sponsored would restrict Arizona officials and police from across the state from working with the NSA to help fight terrorism. Interfering with our police? Restricting them from coordinating with the NSA to fight the war on terror? Kelly Ward's ideas aren't just wrong, they're unsafe for Arizona. She's too big a risk. Defend Arizona paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.defendarizona.org.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That is what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Sanctuary cities like San Francisco are a haven for illegal immigrants, where local police are banned from working with federal law enforcement to deport even illegal immigrants who commit crimes. It's wrong. Another really bad, really liberal idea. And Kelly Ward, she had a plan with the same radical idea. As an Arizona state senator, Kelly Ward sponsored a bill that would interfere with Arizona's law enforcement helping fight the war on terror. That's right. The bill Kelly Ward sponsored would restrict Arizona officials and police from across the state from working with the NSA to help fight terrorism. Interfering with our police? Restricting them from coordinating with the NSA to fight the war on terror? Kelly Ward's ideas aren't just wrong, they're unsafe for Arizona. She's too big a risk. Defend Arizona, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.defendarizona.org.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 207. I have a very fascinating person in the studio, Mary Heller. Mary, you've got a talk coming up at Las Fuentes tomorrow, but it's one of just very, very many things that you were involved in. Tell us what your talk is going to be about first.
Oh, thanks so much, DJ. The talk is how dynamic movement cures, scientifically cures disease.
And a lot of this has to do with dance movements, correct?
Dance happens to be out of all the movement modules on the planet. Dance forms, and there's thousands of them, happen to be the most dynamic. Tai Chi, for instance, is considered a dance by some dance professionals, but some Tai Chi people don't consider it that. But it's not as dynamic, for instance, as other dance forms. Because Tai Chi is not really a dance form, for instance. Same with yoga. So, yeah.
So tell us about the importance of maintaining steady movement as you get older in staving off the aging process.
There are about at least 33, if not more, very, very prominent, pertinent, long-term, what we call qualitative and quantitative research studies that have been done for the last 22 years, especially in the International Dance Medicine Association. You can find all that. And some are on my website. The most prominent was done for 21 years for 75-year-olds on up. They did swimming and golfing, crosswords, partner dance in this case, although this applies to non-partner dancing as well, and as long as it's dynamic enough, and various other activities. And this was the Einstein School of Medicine. And basically, this is the big research study that started it out about more than 15 years ago, especially. And they found that dance practice in general can cure and heal dementia and Alzheimer's up to 78% more than anything else you do.
Really?
Yes.
And you have quite a background in dance. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm 33 years trained. There's about 10 years I didn't really train. I just mostly taught and choreographed because I was raising my child. And then I've been choreographing and being a dance educator full-time as my livelihood for 31 years nationally. And now I'm in Prescott.
And we're so glad you're here. Now, some of the things that training in dance for your credit can obtain: strength, flexibility, balance, cognitive development. There's so many ways that you can benefit from doing this. How tough is it, though, to get started?
It's really not tough at all. Like, for instance, the credit you just talked about is at YCC. They started a Performing Arts Associate degree last year. So I'm teaching their credit classes of Ballet One and Jazz Tap this fall, and so forth and so on from now on for the credit classes. For people who feel they can't dance or have never danced or are in too much pain to dance or have to sit a lot or, you know, just don't think they can, there is something that's a non technique class, but it has a lot of technique in it. It's called Be Moved. It's out of Chicago. It's in Canada. And it's national, but I'm the only certified one in Arizona so far. And it happens to just be an hour long. It has 16 genres of music and dance. We pick one and do one every class. And I do it at four different times and days of the week at three different locations and then by request at other places if needed. So it's a really, really amazing experience because nothing against Zumba. It's just not Zumba. You know, it's not Nia. Nothing against Nia. It's actual full body choreography that you're getting from Sherry Zunker, who created this, and without hopping, jumping, leaping, or marching, so that you really can get the full dynamic range of your body in an art, mm-hmm. doing an art.
How often do you get people who don't want to take part in this because they're afraid they're not good dancers and they won't look good?
Oh, I get that a lot. And what's great about Sherry's Be Moved experience is that you actually do look good from the mm-hmm. moment you start trying. And then there may be times where you may not quite do it as full, or you may be once in a while on the wrong foot, but then you'll be fine and you'll look good even doing that. It's just the way she's choreographed it. And it takes time, you know, so it takes time, obviously, like anything else. But what's happening in your brain is phenomenal. So the neurons are actually creating new pathways. And they've known that for a long time, that now your brain can just regenerate. Mm-hmm. It can just regenerate. And new pathways can be created. And with my quantitative, qualitative research experience, just getting my MFA, for instance, because of my MFA, which is equal to a PhD, it's really, really fascinating to see this research come out. And some of it, they're little abstracts, and some of them are huge, right? And you want the big controlled ones that are really, really controlled well and that are huge in time span and also with population. And those are the ones that are and showing how it helps everything from dementia, Alzheimer's, stroke, MS, Parkinson's, you name it. I've seen it. Mm-hmm. I've seen miracles in the last 5 years. I've been doing gentle Be Moved, for instance, or Your Movement is Your Biography, a choreographic workshop I do with a live musician where we create choreography for people of all ages with these diseases. I have a former deceased husband who had a brain tumor, former Navy, and so I know a lot about the brain. Just from that glioblastoma brain tumor.
I had a guest in here last week from Mountain Valley Rehab, David Stryline, who is a Parkinson's patient who's taking boxing lessons. And I'm seeing a parallel here because, like dance, boxing depends very, very much on reflexes, on balance. And like you said, they are regenerating neural pathways, aren't
Absolutely,
they?
DJ. And I'll tell you, I've had two people in my whole 31 years actually come, and I've only been doing Be Moved for 7 years because it's 9 years old, but they came to actually Be Moved and they were boxers and their boxing improved. Because boxing, when you really watch it, it's an improv dance.
Yeah.
So you better have the what we call neuropathic pathways really in place to make those moment-to-moment decisions in that improv dance. So you can, fight.
Yeah. What kind of reaction do you get from men with the dance courses?
We have many, many, many men who take, for instance, Be Moved and Gentle Be Moved in the eight techniques I teach, which is ballet, jazz, modern, contemporary, contact improv, creative movement, and tap. Not so many sometimes. However, here in Prescott in the last 5 years, it hasn't been quite as many, if at all, sometimes, as my colleagues across the nation for men. And I don't know why. We have a lot of genres. One of them is rhythm, country, and blues. So if you want to jump into a line dance class, this is a good class to take on your own, mm-hmm. Or with people if you want. But you're working just on your body and your mind before you partner up with somebody else, because this is not a partner class. Same with Latin ballroom forms. We have something called Latin rhythms, and we work a lot of different ways to do cha-cha-cha. We do salsa. So anyway, I've had a few. I really have. It's interesting, though. I don't know what that's about with this latest research, especially that's been on, going on for a long time.
So, well, you know, I wonder if part of it, you know, this is an older community, Northern Arizona, and a lot of men tend to be very traditional, the way they were brought up, mm-hmm. and solo dance is really not in their repertoire, and a lot of them, you know, the way they were brought up. But by the same token, younger men, they see professional athletes like NFL running backs taking dance classes because in the course of trying to get through the offensive line carrying the ball, they're going to be hit from four different directions, and the dance enables them to maintain their balance and their footwork.
Well, absolutely. So to address both of those, for instance, in my Gentle Be Moved and Your Movement Zoo biography, I have a lot of older people, mm-hmm. and the men are mostly the predominant ones there.
Really?
Yes, and our Rat Pack, Steps at Swing, they're too young for this, everybody's too young for this, but Roaring Twenties, some of them heard it growing up. Latin Rhythms, Rhythm Country and Blues, the Waltz, and Backup Singer Moves are the genres we do with Gentle Be Moved, for instance, in that class, and they all love it, and they all know the music, and they love it. And so they're with each other. So once in a while, we'll break out and we will do a little improv partnering. Mm-hmm. So they love that. And, of course, they do that sitting if they want. And there's a specific way we sit. And that's not just older people. Again, that's younger people with MS or whatever they got, an injury. It's not a big deal. Dancers, you know, we sit in chairs all the time and do choreography. It's not a big deal to us. It doesn't mean, you know, you're going to be in a chair all your life. To address the other, for instance, recently I was doing the Boys and Girls Club Dancing for Our Stars this past April. It was their second year of doing it. And I was paired up with Shams Shapiro. And he is a purple belt jiu-jitsu wrestling coach and top CrossFit teacher and athlete. And he said this is the hardest mental and physical, so
really?
Together, mental and physical activity he's ever had to do.
And I would imagine, too, that once you get started and you realize how flexible you can be, that makes it a lot easier to move into the higher grades, doesn't it?
Flexibility is great, and you'll get some of that, but it's the neuroplasticity, and that's the flexibility of your brain that controls everything else, pretty much, your thoughts and your, you know, your neuroplasticity, mm-hmm. neuropathways that are helping and constantly improving and getting your limitations to be non-limitations over time. So I've seen miracles. I have seen miracles with stroke victims, this one in particular. And she was an avid hiker and biker all over the world. And she wasn't supposed to move one side of her body. And then after about 3 months of doing Gentle Be Moved once a week, for instance, she moved to the other side of her body.
Amazing. Well, tell us once again when your talk is coming up at Las Fuentes.
This is tomorrow, 2 to 3.
And how can people learn more about what you do with dance classes?
MaryChoreographer.com. So you have to know how to spell choreographer.
That could be a task for us. We look forward to your talk at Las Fuentes. Come back and see us again in a couple of months and let us know what's new with your world, and keep us informed on how we can stay young and stay fit and stay limber.
Well, that and just work your brain different. Yes. Thank you so much, DJ.
We'll see you again in a couple of months. It's okay. Mary Heller. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned because you'll hear my chat with Dr. Knowledge. That's coming up right after this break on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Summer's back and things are heating up. Time for all kinds of fun. Family vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettle's High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-567-2200 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems, too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 928-567-2200. They're waiting to hear from you, and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
The people of Arizona sent a clear message. Illegal immigrants should not be allowed to vote in our elections. But Secretary of State Michelle Reagan didn't listen. Reagan caved to liberal special interests. She agreed to overturn the Arizona law that requires proof of citizenship to vote. That's right. Michelle Reagan made it easier for illegal immigrants to vote in federal elections, putting our elections at risk. The Arizona Republic called it a clear victory for progressives. It's a disgrace. Fortunately, there's a conservative choice for Secretary of State. Republican businessman Steve Gaynor. Lifetime NRA member. Pro-Trump Republican. Steve Gaynor is running for Secretary of State to protect our elections and stop illegal immigrants from voting. Strong conservative leadership. Republican Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State. Paid for by Steve Gaynor for Secretary of State, LLC. Authorized by Steve Gaynor.
It's summer. Get out your travel bucket list, hit the road, and go RVing. No beach is too far, mountain too high, or river too long when you get behind the wheel of an RV. Seize the day. Be a beach bum. Climb a mountain. Hike, kayak, fish today, tomorrow, and the day after. Eat ice cream every day if that's what makes you happy. The possibilities are endless as America's landscapes. And right now, you can save a ton of cash when you shop Affinity RV's Red Tag Row. This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV. We've moved many select new and pre-owned RVs to Red Tag Row and slash prices below dealer cost on some of the most popular names in the industry. For as little as $3.88 a day, you can own an RV and enjoy the summer road trips you've been waiting for all year long. Affinity RV, service, sales, and rentals, bringing family and lifestyle together for generations of family fun, and proud to be named Arizona's only top 50 RV dealer in the U.S. and Canada. Located on Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. In this era of what some people call fake news and fake facts, and facts being depending upon who's telling them to you, we have a wonderful book. It's called The All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts by Dr. Knowledge. Dr. Knowledge, tell us what prompted you to write this book.
Well, DJ, I've been collecting these kind of facts for years. Very quickly, to tell you the story, it all started when I was in high school and I got a job as an intern at a radio station in my hometown of Pittsburgh. And in those days, of course, we had no computers, and the news came over teletypes. And I was in the newsroom, and my job was to tear off the stories as they came across the teletype, tear off the paper, and put the stories up on the wall. They had a nail where you put news stories on one nail, sports on another, business on another, features on another, and so on. Anyhow, since I was the youngest one there, they had me working on July 4th, and a story came over the teletype from the Associated Press that three of the first five U.S. presidents all died on July 4th. And I had never learned that in school, and I thought, boy, that's amazing. First of all, the fact that three of the first five presidents would all die on the same date is amazing. You know, what a coincidence that is. All of unrelated causes, of course. And then of all the dates in the year, it was July 4th. So I put that story in my pocket and started collecting stories like that. I've been looking for those for years and collecting them for years. And over the years, we had a company where we syndicated stories like that. And we had a syndicated column called Interesting Facts around the U.S. and Canada. And then people said, why don't you put that stuff in a book? And the all-time book of fascinating facts as a result. If I can go back, DJ, the story... the three first five U.S. presidents who all died on July 4th, true story, the second president, John Adams, died on July 4th, 1826, which also happened to be the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence.
Wow.
And the third president, Thomas Jefferson, also died on that same day, incredibly. Totally unrelated. Adams was in Massachusetts. Jefferson was in Virginia. And incidentally, Adams' last words were supposedly, well, Jefferson lives. He didn't know that Jefferson had died earlier that day. Of course, there was no instant communication in those days. There was no radio or TV or telephones or telegraphs. So So he didn't know that Jefferson had also died that same day. And then the fifth president, James Monroe, incredibly, died on July 4th, 1831. So, you know, it's just amazing that three of the first five presidents would all die on the same date. And as I say, of all dates in the year, it was July 4th. We almost had four of the first five because the fourth president, James Madison, died on June 28th. He almost made it to July 4th.
And as long as we're talking about amazing coincidences between the deaths of presidents, we have a largely older audience here in northern Arizona, and I'm sure all of us remember President John F. Kennedy. What are some of the strange coincidences about the deaths and the lives of Kennedy and Abraham Lincoln?
Just amazing, DJ, how many coincidences there are. We have them all in our book, the All-Time Book of Fascinating Facts. I can't remember them all, but here are some of them. This thing goes two pages. Just incredible how many there are. First of all, let's just start with the fact that both Kennedy and Lincoln were shot on a Friday. Both were sitting next to their wife. Neither wife was injured. Both were succeeded by men named Johnson. Lincoln was succeeded by Andrew Johnson. Kennedy by Lyndon Johnson. Same number of letters in both their names. And then beyond that, the assassins both had three-word names, Lee Harvey Oswald, the assassin of Kennedy, John Wilkes Booth, the assassin of Lincoln, same number of letters in their names. Lincoln was elected president in 1860. Kennedy was elected president in 1960. Both died in a place with the initials PH. Lincoln, after he was shot at Ford's Theater, was taken across the street to a boarding house by the name of the Peterson House, and he died there the next morning. And Kennedy, after he was shot, was taken to Parkland Hospital, also with the initials PH, where he was pronounced dead. Kennedy had brothers named Robert and Edward. Lincoln had sons named Robert and Edward. Booth shot Lincoln in a theater and then hid in a warehouse. Oswald shot Kennedy from a warehouse and then hid in a theater. There are just so many of them. They're the final two, just to quickly wrap this up. As I say, there, we have a lot more in our book. It's amazing. Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Mm-hmm. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy. And the final kicker is the car in which Kennedy was riding when he was shot. The car was a Lincoln. Isn't that amazing?
Proving once again, truth is stranger than fiction.
For sure. No question about it.
Hey, Dr. Knowledge, who were the Forgotten Sisters who wrote the song Happy Birthday to You?
It's amazing, DJ. We all know, everybody knows the song Happy Birthday to You. Probably the most famous, if you had to name one song. Anyhow, it was not written by any famous songwriter, or in fact, not written by any songwriter. There were two school teaching sisters. Their names were Mildred and Patty Hill. They lived in Lexington, Kentucky. And they had written a little song for the kids when they came into class each day. It was called Good Morning to You. Mm-hmm. And they used to, one of them played the piano. They used to play that as the kids came into school. One day, they found out that one of the kids was having a birthday the next day. So that evening, they changed the words from Good Morning to You to Happy Birthday to You. Mm-hmm. And as we say, the rest is history. And it's just amazing that everybody knows that song, but hardly anybody knows who wrote it. And it certainly was not written by as great and popular and well-known as that song is. It was not written by any famous songwriter or, in fact, any songwriter at all. These were just two school-teaching sisters.
And that, I understand, because of a Supreme Court ruling in the last year, which essentially put that song into public domain,
right.
chain restaurants no longer have to worry about their waiters singing Happy Birthday and getting a copyright infringement, right?
That is correct. There are some restaurants that purposely did not, you know, when the waiters and waitresses come around your table, they did not use that song because they didn't want to be obligated to pay a royalty.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it was played on radio, for example, or television, royalties had to be paid. We always say you don't have to worry at home. You can sing it. nobody's going to ask for a royalty.
There is a safe place after all. Speaking of restaurants, you also have some notes in your book about famous people who have the name of a food in their name.
Yeah, we have a whole list of them, and I think it's interesting. Our former Secretary of State was Condoleezza Rice. These are all people with the name of a food in their name. We have actors Kevin Bacon, Jack Lemmon, John Candy, Halle Berry. Then one I like, there are two Supreme Court justices. We had a Frankfurter and a Burger.
Yeah.
Felix Frankfurter was on the court in the late 1930s for about 10 or 15 years. And Warren Burger was Chief Justice not too many years ago. So we had a Frankfurter and a Burger on the Supreme Court. And then there's L.L. Bean, Meat Loaf, the singer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a lot of sports people. The current great player in the American League, Mike Trout. We had, Coco Crisp, Daryl Strawberry, Mia Hamm, the woman soccer player. So a lot of people have a food in their name.
And you mentioned Chief Justice Warren Burger. Why do we call them hamburgers when there's no ham in them?
That's a very interesting question, and we delve into that in the all-time book of fascinating facts. We eat a hamburger, and I don't think we ever stop to think or say to the person next to you while you're eating your hamburger, hey, there's no ham in this. Why in the world are they called hamburgers? Which is a good question. The reason is that a lot of German immigrants came to the United States in the late 1800s, and they brought with them the people from the city of Hamburg, Germany, brought with them their custom of serving ground meat, which was unusual in those days. And the people here started calling the ground meat hamburgers after the people from Hamburg, Germany. So the name really comes from the city of origin, Hamburg, Germany. But the next time you have a hamburger, say to whoever you're eating with, do you realize there's no ham here? And actually, there are other foods, especially in the German area, named after cities. Frankfurters got their name from Frankfurt, Germany, where they were very popular. Wieners, the German word for Vienna, where they were made. They have the German language there. They call the city not Vienna, but Wien, W-E-I-N, and that's where the name Wieners comes from.
Mm-hmm.
They were made there. And so hamburgers come from Hamburg, Germany. That's why, even though there ain't no ham.
This sounds like the kind of book that kids can pick up and share with their friends and all of a sudden make book reading cool and fun again.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we've had a lot of cases where kids question their parents, parents question their kids, and I just got a letter from somebody who said they took a long automobile trip and they used up the time asking questions back and forth. So if any of your listeners would like a DJ, we have a website, knowledgeinanutshell.com. That's one word, knowledgeinanutshell.com. We also have an 800 number, 1-800-NUTSHELL, and it's also on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. But the easiest, we recommend you go to knowledgeinanutshell.com because you can see the book there, read about it. The price, by the way, is $19.95, and that's the total that includes shipping and handling.
And having worked for a newspaper and with your book compiling so many empirical facts, how do you respond when you hear national figures claiming things that simply are not true and can be proved not to be true?
Yeah, well, that's been a problem, I guess. That does happen, and it's too bad. And when I started, I studied journalism in college, and they said the two main things, if you're going to be a journalist, the two biggest things are accuracy and speed. accuracy mm-hmm. is the most important. Mm-hmm. I think that's a very good lesson for all reporters and all people who give any news out at all.
Mm-hmm. And as Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan famously said, you're entitled to your own opinions, but not to your own facts, right?
Yeah, that's good. That's a good quote. Very good.
And once again, tell us how our listeners can get a copy of the all-time book of fascinating facts.
The easiest way, DJ, is just to go on knowledgeinanutshell.com. One word, knowledgeinanutshell.com. Call 800-NUTSHELL or 1-800-NUTSHELL. Again, we recommend, because you can read all about it and see all about it, on knowledgeinanutshell.com.
And we always recommend you look for the all-time book of fascinating facts at your local bookstore. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A, and continued success with your publishing.
Thanks, and great being with you, DJ.
Wallach & Volk Mortgage Lending is with you 100% of the way, which is why Wallach & Volk offers great rates with our 100% financing program. And you pay absolutely no money down. For more information about our extraordinary 100% financing program with zero money down, call us at 445-8730 or search us on the web at Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 0012-8295, LNS number 162-09, Equal Opportunity Lender.
On August 18th, Yavapai College Performing Arts Center presents Sean Spicer, former press secretary to President Trump and author of The Briefing. He will share his feelings about the inner workings of Trump's White House. Join in the fun with a cocktail party theme and cash bar. Brought to you by the Republican Women of Prescott, the largest federated club in America, in Prescott since 1942. Proceeds fund RWAP's annual scholarship program. Best tickets are available at Yavapai College. Go to ycpac.com or at the box office. See you there.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The Corporation Commission is a mess. Lawsuits, infighting, drugs in the bathroom, FBI investigations, criminal indictments. Meet the solution. Conservative Republican Rodney Glassman. Glassman's an Eagle Scout, husband, father, a practicing attorney, has a PhD in arid land resources science, which is basically water, and he serves as a major in the U.S. Air Force JAG Corps Reserve. Glassman's a proven conservative with a comprehensive plan to restore integrity to the commission, and he has real-world experience in land and resource management. Visit RodneyGlassman.com to learn more. Folks, the Corporation Commission is broken, and 4 more years of more of the same makes no sense. It's time for a conservative change at the Corporation Commission.
I'm Rodney Glassman, and my conservative campaign is about restoring integrity and putting ratepayers first. The establishment has failed us. I ask for your vote in the Republican primary.
Paid for by Glassman for Corporation Commission.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. Even though there isn't any rain falling in the area right now, it's important to keep flash flooding in the back of your mind when the monsoon storms return. Marcy Slay with Yavapai County Emergency Management has some tips for those driving in areas experiencing heavy flooding.
Just make sure you don't pass any barricades, and we could possibly get more rain, so don't try to cross any flooded roads, and just be alert of the weather. It can happen anytime we're in monsoon season, so it's definitely likely that we can get some more storms.
Phoenix meteorologist Chris Coleman says the monsoon is taking a break right now, but it will be back.
By Tuesday, we may start to see the return of some moisture and
maybe chances of storms, mostly in the high terrain, not necessarily in the lower deserts. Definitely by Wednesday, we'll probably see a full-fledged just moisture come in here.
Slay adds, if rains cause heavy flooding like they did in May or last week, an emergency shelter can be opened at a moment's notice. In a first-ever event for Prescott, the Arizona Technology Council is holding its annual CEO Summit here today and tomorrow.
The chief executives of 100 tech-related companies are gathered at the Prescott Resort for their annual conference. Jim Robb, economic development consultant for the city of Prescott, says this is a great opportunity for these influential CEOs to visit our community. Later this week, a cybersecurity delegation from Israel will be meeting at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. This is on the heels of the recently announced new headquarters for Eviation, where an electric aircraft is being developed here in Prescott. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear and hot temperatures in the forecast through tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 65 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 95 tomorrow and a high of 91 on Wednesday. 71 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 105 and a high on Wednesday of 101. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Arizona Diamondbacks Baseball is live on KQ&A. Diamondbacks Baseball brought to you by Earnhardt Kia. Features 1-hour air conditioning, Benjamin Franklin Blood, Prescott Valley Automotive, Waters Garden Center, Barrett Propane, Primavera Online School, Owls Auto Body, House Chilson, Country Bank, Prescott True Value, Affinity RV, Yamapai Bottle Gas, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, Heating and Cooling, Cliff Castle Casino. D-backs host the Phillies Monday at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. KQ&A.
Take me out to the ball game.
This is State Representative David Stringer. I recently devoted a radio ad to reminding you of the promises I made when I first ran for office and showing you how I kept them. But elections are more than what you've done. They should be about what you're planning to do next. So let's talk about the way forward for Arizona. Our economy is booming, but we need to stay the course with a balanced budget and low taxes and reduce regulations to keep out of the way of the private sector that's driving growth. Our schools are improving, but school districts must direct more dollars to classrooms and teachers, and not to overpaid school bureaucrats. President Trump is still trying to build a wall to secure our borders, but we need to keep the pressure on Congress to get the job done and end illegal immigration. We know the left will never stop chipping away at our constitutional rights, so we need to protect our Second Amendment rights, our religious liberties, and so much more. That's how I'll be spending my time if you honor me with your vote in the Republican primary. Visit VoteStringer.com to learn more.
Paid for by Conservatives for Stringer.
Listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Have you ever said to yourself, oh, my aching back? Well, of course we all have, because at some point in our lives, 80% of Americans will seek expert help for back pain. But remember that 80% figure, because that, believe it or not, is the cure rate at Dr. Jeremy James's Aspen Club Back Institute. He's a doctor of chiropractic who took that path. Dr. James, tell us why you took that path.
Hi, DJ. Thanks for having me. I took that path because I experienced some pretty debilitating back pain as a young man, and the typical medical route, which my father and grandfather are both medical doctors, that typical route didn't help me. So I ultimately went down to get a chiropractic education, and then kind of developed my own protocol after that once I was in practice.
Now, you and Chris Crowley have written a new book. It's called The Younger Next Year Back Book, A Whole Body Plan for Conquering Back Pain Forever. Tell us about the Younger Next Year book series.
Sure. So the original Younger Next Year book was a great, very successful, very funny book by Chris Crowley and Dr. Harry Lodge, and its basic premise was that you could put off most of the terrible stuff associated with aging right up until the very end of life, and you did that through changing the way that you live, changing your behavior. And the back book, the Younger Next Year back book, takes that idea and applies it to back pain. And I approached Chris about doing this book because I saw the similarities between the two approaches, and in general, that's how I treat back pain, is I teach people that in most cases it's the way that they move, the way that they live, that's causing or aggravating their back pain, and you have to change those things to permanently rid yourself of it.
Now, in your book, you outline 7 cardinal rules that guide readers along the path to back success. One of them is stop doing dumb stuff. What do you mean by that?
So that was after years of practice. I just kept seeing the same patterns, and most people really knew it, and they just needed somebody to tell them, look, you're never going to get better with your aching back if you don't stop sitting slumped over your phone or your computer for 8 hours a day, or if you're out and you have a very physical job and you're bending and twisting with your back and picking things up all day. I don't care how many prescription drugs you take or how many appointments to a chiropractor or a physical therapist. If you don't stop those behaviors, you'll never get better. Or change, I should say, change those behaviors, because there's always a back healthy way to do something.
So what you're saying is when my 7th grade teacher told me to sit up straight and show good posture, she was smart, wasn't she?
She was on to something.
Explain for us the...
Sure. So one of the most overlooked parts of a healthy back treatment program are the gluteal muscles. Those are the muscles in your buttocks. Those muscles were not designed to be a cushion, and that's what most Americans use them for these days. But you've got big, powerful muscles back there, and they're meant to do things like get you out of a seated position, help you to pick things up, help you to move, help you to walk, help you to lift. And unfortunately, because we sit so much these days, those muscles in most people have become deconditioned, and we've forgotten how to use them. So teaching people how to wake those muscles up and use them with daily movements and then build a little strength in there makes all the difference in the world for your back.
What are some of the common mistakes we make with back exercises?
Well, there's several. One is you really have to pay attention to the details. If you kind of zone out and go through some of these exercises, it's far more likely than not that you're going to do them with the faulty movement patterns that you've developed over life. You're trying to do something that your body isn't used to. So you really have to pay attention to the instructions and do them the right way to wake up these muscles. Just like I talked about, you know, losing connection with the muscles in your buttocks, it takes a lot of thought in the beginning with these exercises to really wake those muscles up. So the number one thing is just people don't pay attention. The number two thing is, pardon me, you have to build endurance and not strength at first in the core muscles. Endurance means the ability to sustain a contraction over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. That's much more important for your core than strength. So doing those sit-ups and some other things you see people doing are not ideal and sometimes can be counterproductive.
And in your book, in your own words, you say one of the reasons some people have back trouble is, quote, you don't know squat. Explain, please.
So that's funny that you brought that up. Is the squat plays right into the power in your posterior. The muscles that you should be using when you squat are the muscles in your buttocks. And a squat is something that we all do several times a day. Squatting is getting in and out of a chair, getting in and out of your car, getting off the toilet, picking something up. You should be using the muscles in your buttocks to do that rather than your thighs or your back. And that's almost never the case with any of my patients that I see in the beginning.
As a doctor of chiropractic, obviously an awful lot of the treatment involves people actually doing things in different exercises. And how many times do you get patients saying, can't you just give me a pill?
You know, I hear that a lot, but in my clinic specifically, all of my patients have already tried most of everything else. So we're kind of the last resort. People come out and stay with us for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks or more. So they've already tried that. They know that that doesn't work for the long term. You can get some short-term relief sometimes from certain pills, but in general, they're not effective over the long term. You're going to have to change your behavior.
And speaking of that, you can undo years of bad behavior, can't you?
You you absolutely can. You know, it's never too late. I work with many people in their 70s and 80s, and it's very hard for people to believe or understand, but just changing the way you move and taking the loads and the everyday pressures that you put through your back, by changing the way you move, in most cases, causes a drastic, if not complete, reduction in pain once you've built up a little strength and given your back a break from that daily wear and tear that you're putting it under.
And in your book, you describe the back as a geological force. How is that?
You know, we use that chapter to talk about, to compare your back to, a mountain. And we all know how a mountain can be worn down by wind and rain and seemingly little small things over time to a pile of rocks. It's the same with your back. Seemingly insignificant movements like bending and twisting, even if they may not hurt while you're doing them, but done hundreds of thousands of times over 10 to 20 years, that's just like that mountain. You're slowly wearing down your spine. So that's what we talk about with geologic forces. Little tiny things that are happening all the time in your back and your body that you're not aware of, but they do have severe consequences once a threshold is reached.
That sounds like the condition you described called creep.
Correct. Creep is something that happens in the tissues in your back and your muscles. And it's actually a protective mechanism, but it has some drawbacks. For instance, when you have a seat in a chair in a car, you're putting your lumbar spine, that's your low back, under the weight of your body. And after about 10 minutes, the creep process kicks in. And what that is it allows your muscles and discs to stretch or bend like plastic so that they don't snap, because we can't have them snapping and breaking. We wouldn't make it very long. But when they bend and twist, the joints in your back become very unstable, and that sets you up for the risk of injury once you get up from that position. So we talk in the book about how to avoid the creep process and how to strengthen your body to counteract it.
And tell us about backforever.com.
Sure. So backforever.com is my website, and you can have a look at the book there. You can see a lot of other things. We have videos that teach people all these concepts that we talk about in the book and go into some specific activities and sports like golf. We have a 60-part video series on how to play golf, how to improve your game, and how to minimize the damaging effects on your back.
And one last question. How can our listeners get a copy of the Younger Next Year Back Book?
Sure. You can go to my website, www.backforever.com, and click book, and then you can buy the book from several different resources right there.
Very good. That is Dr. Jeremy James. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your practice and your publishing.
Thank you, DJ. I appreciate it.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Steve Gaynor claims to be a Republican, but has a very troubling record of donating to some of the most liberal Democrats in the country, including anti-Trump Democrat Ted Lieu, who wants to impeach President Trump, and even Nancy Pelosi's top deputy. Does that sound Republican to you? As Secretary of State, I've taken on the Democrats to stop them from using the courts to change our election laws. I've kept our elections fair, honest, and most importantly, secure. I have the support of Republican leaders from all across Arizona. I'd be honored to have your vote. Paid for by Vote Reagan, Secretary of State, authorized by Michelle Reagan.
Showers, dishes, laundry. What if you find yourself out of hot water? Well, that's where RED Plumbing comes in, and we'll get you back in hot water. RED Plumbing carries a huge selection of high-efficiency water heaters and recirculating systems backed by superior innovation. Gas, electric, or tankless water heaters. RED Plumbing has the right one for you. Give RED Plumbing a call today. 772-9296. That's 772-9296. Or find us online at redplumbinginc.com.
There's a place where we learn that in giving we receive. A place where the broken find healing and repentant hearts find mercy. A light to guide us through darkness. Where is this place? It's a Catholic church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And as any veteran or student of American history can tell you, this is a big date in world history. On August 6, 1945, the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb on Hiroshima, Japan, killing an estimated 140,000 people. 3 days later, a second atomic bomb was dropped on Nagasaki, essentially bringing World War II to an end and saving Lord knows how many million more lives. Now, there was a man who was leaving work in Hiroshima that morning. His name was Tsutomu Yamaguchi. He was leaving work after a stint in Hiroshima, leaving a shipyard, and he was there in Hiroshima when the bomb hit. He was hospitalized and came out of the hospital a couple of days later, went home to his wife and children in Nagasaki. He went back to work in Nagasaki and was at work when the second bomb hit. This man survived two atomic bomb blasts 3 days apart and lived to be 93 years old. He just died about 8 years ago. Tsutomu Yamaguchi. Wow, what a story. Also on this date, by the way, in 1965, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act into law that allowed millions of African Americans to vote for the first time. Johnson said that destroyed for the rest of his life his support in the South, which is one reason he decided not to run for re-election in 1968. Well, the Tuesday Night Classics tomorrow at the Harkins 14 is indeed a classic. Gregory Peck in To Kill a Mockingbird. That is showing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, only $5 at the Harkins 14. Also Wednesday this week at the Prescott Oaks Theater, a classic of a different sort. It's the original Mamma Mia with Meryl Streep and ABBA's really big hit songs playing the big screen at the Prescott Oaks Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4 o'clock. Join me right back here tomorrow at 2 for Q&A with my guests Mary Byrne with Total Lifestyle Change at YMCA in Prescott, and Tony Miller, the Athletic Director at Bradshaw Mountain High School. That's tomorrow at 2 for Q&A when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.